Hello.
Hi, Ernest. It's me, Dee Medina, with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, okay. Well, I'm trying to be okay.
Aww.
So, yeah, I don't know what happened. I was just going through my emails earlier.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't sleep, so I was up about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I was just running through my emails, and I don't know how I came across yours, and then I thought it was just because I've been reaching out to people here the beginning of the year, maybe October, and last year, and then I just briefly seen, you know, beside your email, I seen January, so I thought it was January of this year.
Oh.
And then I looked, and then when I was typing, I seen that it was January of 2025.
You're like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's been a while.
Yes, I don't know
definitely.
why I don't know what happened. If I had reached out to you or you had reached out to me, because I get a bunch of contacts.
Well, I'll
tell
you what happened.
Okay, tell
me. So this was back in, I had spoken with you back in January of last year.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the time, okay, your ranking had fell down when you merged with the company in 2023.
Yeah.
Right? You were unable to get in contact, to get any contact from customers, right?
Right.
Your
last job
back then was in September, and it was hard for you to trust anybody, right?
Yeah.
You were waiting for a company that I think told you 175 for SEO, the campaign was 350 for the pay-per-click.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't getting any exposure, right?
Right.
You and I had talked, right?
Uh-huh.
And you had told me, listen, I'm waiting for a payment from a job to be completed. Call me next Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
I called you.
Okay.
I left you a message.
And I never got back to
you. I called you again. I left you another message. You never got back to me. And then you said, then I finally reached you.
Uh-huh.
And you said, listen, I need you to give me a call back on the 17th.
Uh-huh.
Call after the 15th of February. So I said, okay, I'll call you back on the 17th.
Uh-huh.
Called you back.
Never did that.
You weren't ready. You're like, Nadine, I'm not ready. Call me in another month. I called you again.
Uh-huh.
You're like, I'm still not ready.
Oh,
and then, and so, you know, I kept following up. I kept calling, leaving messages.
Uh-huh.
But then, you know, and then it just, I just kind of, like, held back after that. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Just because it just wasn't, you know, it just wasn't the right timing. You know what I mean?
Was this, when we first came in contact, was it me that reached out to you, or was it you?
No, I had originally reached out to you. We reached out to you because we had this listing that had opened up, right? So what we are is an SEO company. In fact, we're a Google Channel Partner, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Being a Google Channel Partner, when we have a position that opens up on the first page of Google, Ernest, our job is to call through the area to find us a company that's a good fit and to close the position. And so that's when we had reached out to you. But during that time, like I said, you know, all this was going on.
Yeah. Right? So I didn't really know. I couldn't trust it. That's all I got contacted by. And so I didn't know who to trust. And so ultimately, all that time went by. And little by little, I was getting a little bit of jobs. And then all of a sudden, I stopped really getting jobs at Austin, but then periodically I would get one.
Right.
And then December of 2025, I think, or even 2024, you know, I had people, you know, Google me, and Google for painters or modelers and stuff. And I would be there, but it would be 95. I would be 95 down the list. And nobody ever looked that far. I would still get, and then in Georgetown, I was getting some jobs. But then here in October, I reached out to my, so it got worse. And I didn't want to put it all on my emails, and I don't know if you're recording, and I don't care, but it got worse in October. Well, September, February of last year, the place we were living at for 25 years in 2023, we were going to try to buy a house. But I got my credit fixed and everything, and then that merger happened, and then I felt something was wrong, so that's how I reached out to them and found out that they had disconnected me from Google, and then they said, oh, we'll give you your DNS records to get to your domain host. So, but then by then, that damaged me for that disconnection. Yeah. And then, so little by little, it got bad. And in September, so we had to move out in February, the middle of the winter, because they sold the property we had been renting for nearly 30 years. And then, so after that, I got a contact. I felt something in September. We had the money to move in August. And we had a place, but something told me, what about if we move and then I can't get any more money and then we're going to be kicked out. So
yeah.
I backed out of the deal and I figured I'd stay, you know, with my family for a little bit. And then I felt something was going to happen in October. By October, a bunch of crap happened. And I started getting an email from somebody that was acting like my website host, Wix.
Uh-huh.
They said that my website was in violation of a bunch of policies. I mean, you can name it, it was listed. And I contacted my website, they said no, we didn't see nothing. And then I was contacted by Google and I didn't know if it's really Google or not. And it said that I need to go onto my website and click on political ads and let them know whether or not I have a political ad in the EU. And the only ad I had was one that I did in September 2023 or August after the merger, because I seen on my dashboard it said ad campaign. So I figured, well, this will help me. And I had $100 for groceries. And I used it thinking that I'll get my money back. And then I started getting calls from Hispanic people saying they're looking for work.
For a job, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not hiring. And he goes, well, I said, where'd you find me? And he said, on Facebook. And so the $100 went pretty quick. And then I found a button to pause because I was going to cancel it, but it said if I canceled it, I would lose all my Gmail account, I would lose everything. And so I'm like, what? And so I found a button and I paused it. And I don't know if that had anything to do with it. And then two, back at that time in 2023, Google Maps had changed. It used to be just maps. And then so I got a notice saying that Google's policy is going to be changing. And if you have a website, it's going to be disconnected or whatever, whatever. And then it's going to change to Google Maps. And that's what it is now, Google Maps. And then I don't know if that had anything to do with it. I know that I was still on my business profile was still there. But
I see your Google. So I see the Google business profile. I also see your, I see your website attached.
Uh-huh.
And the website.
Yeah.
And then I see you on the BBB. I see a Yelp listing.
Yeah.
I don't see anything on Facebook.
Right, right. I never could find nothing on Facebook. But now it's possible. Then I went on to my website in October, and I tried to because I don't regularly go on there. And so I bought a laptop, and I because my old one, it was Windows 10, so they were doing away with Windows 10, so I went and bought a new laptop of Windows 11, and then I got on, and I tried to get on there, but the website for some reason, when I clicked on ad campaign, all it had was where you can, like if you were going to put a new ad, it didn't show my ad. Like if I go on my phone, it would show me my paused ad.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Sounds like a lot's gone on. So let's see how we can help you, Ernest. Do you at least have a personal Facebook page at the very least?
I had one, but I tried to go in to see if I could get on there. I figured it would just be a matter of changing the password. And I tried both my emails, and it says we can't find you. So I put in my old phone number that I think it would have been under.
Right.
But then someone else has it. So it's under so it says, what about another email? So it comes up. It says, we'll send you a message to your email, and it's under a different email. So
okay.
I can't track the old one that I had. I know it was probably back, I can't remember, it was 2018 probably that I had it. And
okay.
Yeah, but I can't find it no more, so I would have to get my son to help
okay.
me
That's
you know,
okay.
set one up.
Yeah, your son could help you. Yeah,
okay.
And what I would suggest is having your son help you create a personal Facebook,
okay.
like create a new one, and then to
okay.
create the one for the business, like a shell Facebook one, and then
uh-huh.
we can help you with the content on it. So this way
okay.
you have the access to it,
okay.
okay? We would just be added on as managers, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's see here. Do you carry general liability insurance, or are you still in the process
yes.
of all that?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I do carry it, and because one of my lead services, they require me to have it. So that's how I've been surviving just through those.
Are you
but
still doing leads? Are you doing lead services right now? What marketing are you doing?
Yes, I'm doing lead services, but it's not bringing me enough money.
Okay.
You know, my website was my
What is it that you're paying for leads from? From where?
Oh, from Angie. But
paying for leads with Angie? What's it costing
yeah.
you, Ernest?
Well,
what do you think?
Like the past 2 weeks, it's been about $250, but I haven't generated no work. So right now, my leads are paused because I haven't paid them. And then about 3 weeks ago, I did okay. I got some small jobs. And then, the week before that, I paid $1,300 in 1 week. And I didn't get a thing.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And I used to get a lot of leads from them. But right now, people are just, you know, if you
yeah.
get a remodel lead, it's $200, and then an exterior paint job is $300. So I turned I turned those off because if it comes in automatically, whether you accept it or not, you owe it. So
oh my gosh,
when I get it through opportunity, I'll reject it.
Okay.
And yeah, but there's one more thing. I
uh-huh.
was in contact, after all this happened in October,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened with the EU thing. I never was able to go back in there and change anything or look to see if anything needed changing, but I did get suspended. In October, at the end of October,
okay.
Google suspended me and then said that I was in violation, but I don't know what I was in violation of. And then I appealed it, and then within six days, they gave it back to me. And
yeah.
so it was
totally. It happens sometimes. Yeah, it happens
mm-hmm.
sometimes. So I want to talk to you about a program, Ernest.
Okay.
Okay, I want us to look at this particular program because I think it would be a really good fit for you.
Okay.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we offer many programs, but I especially think this one would be super beneficial for you. Okay.
Okay.
So we're gonna talk about this package. What it's called is the Ideal Package.
Okay.
Now, the Ideal Package is going to be the platinum package on that email I sent you previously. Okay. But it's also going to include Google guaranteed pay-per-lead program. Okay. So the first part of this package, right, because it's two packages that are combined into one. The first part of this ideal package, all right, would be $2.99 a month.
Okay.
It's a flat rate, and that's going to put you on the first page of Google. So we're going to optimize your Google business profile. Okay? We're going to manage it on the first page.
Okay.
We're going to list you, whether they're looking for remodeling, painting, exterior painting, okay, bathroom remodels, whatever. They're going to find you on that first page. Now, we're going to also list you on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google. We submit you to Yelp, Apple Maps, Facebook. So basically, we're going to brand those pages so that they're visible, okay?
Okay.
We're going to do Facebook advertising. Now, someone's on Google, right? They're looking up your services, and then they happen to go to their own Facebook page, looking at pictures, looking at stories. They will see your ad appear.
Okay.
Now, that's going to also help you reach more new potential clients, but we make it unique to retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. So when they click on that ad, they're going to call you. Okay?
Okay.
A lot of our clients have seen really great results. Now, your website, we won't change it. We just make sure that your website's attached because we want people to see quality work that you do. They get to learn more about your company.
Okay.
And then we cover the mobile platform. Now, what that means, anyone using their iPhone, their Android, their tablet, their voice searches, they're going to still pull you up in the first page search results. Okay?
Okay.
Now, that's $2.99 a month.
Okay.
Okay? Fixed flat rate. Now, the other part of this program is Google Guaranteed, also known as what they call Google Verified. It is actually Google's pay-per-lead program. However, these are not leads like Angie's leads. Okay? These are direct phone calls that will come to you.
Okay.
You do not share them with anyone. Okay?
Okay.
They are only sent to you. Okay?
Right.
Now, for that program to get you approved, it does require a one-time $250 application fee.
Okay.
We're going to send you the application. You're going to fill it out. You're going to upload your certificate of liability insurance. Okay?
Okay.
And submit it. We're going to push the application through to Google to get it approved.
Okay.
Now, once you're approved, it'll take, you know, depending, because they're going to run a background check.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back 7 years. I know you'll pass the background check. You're fine. You don't have any felonies. But it takes about, I would say, 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved. But one thing I'm going to tell you, Ernest, I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. So how quickly you submit your application and respond to that background check is going to determine also how quickly you get approved. Okay? Now, once you're approved, we're going to call you to notify you because within 3 days, they want to activate your lease. They want to turn your lease on. Okay? So now, for the painter, okay, for that category, the cost per lead is $51. Okay? The minimum monthly budget is $663. So you pay $663 to turn the leads on. It'll give you up to 13 leads in a month. So the leads are $51. Now I'm going to explain something to you. Okay, here's the kicker. Let's say someone called you and they're like, hey, can you come out and remove this tree? That has nothing to do with your services. Google's going to credit the lead back. It is unqualified.
Okay.
If someone is calling to see if you are hiring, or to sell you some type of marketing, unqualified, credited back. Now, what Google's going to say is a qualified lead, Ernest, is if you gave a price over the phone, you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that is a qualified lead. Okay? Google does set up an AI system that will identify the qualified and unqualified, but we also have our team members that are managing it for you. So if we see that one slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google to get that credit back to you. Okay? So keep in mind, you got this $663 budget sitting, and when the call comes in, it deducts the $51. If it's not qualified, it's going to credit it right back. Now, let's say you only got one lead, Ernest. What is left over from that budget, it rolls over to the next month. So now that next month, you're only going to pay $51 for the lead that you got the month before because the remaining of the budget rolled over. So you're just paying $51 to get the budget back up to $663. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So far?
Yeah, but don't you- Yeah, but the only thing I'm confused about is, and which I was excited about, was the first part where you said it was the $299 or whatever.
Yeah. And so what I was explaining to you. Yeah, no. Listen, that package is still available. I wanted to explain this other package to you because it's also a good fit. It doesn't mean you have to start with this one. We can start you off with the other package, right? The platinum one, the $299, you pay the $99 setup fee, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So today you would pay $398. Every month after is $299 a month. We can start you off with that package. I highly encourage you, once you start getting more revenue, a good option for you would be Google's pay-per-lead program, because I'm going to tell you. What you're paying for those leads with Angie's, you're sharing them.
Right.
If you're calling about a service you don't even offer, they're charging you for that lead. You're paying $300 for a painting lead. And with Google, it would be
$51.
So, again, we can start you off with the platinum package, okay, get you going with that. And then once you start building up more revenue, right, and you have to invest in the Google's pay-per-lead program, then I'm going to suggest it. I still think it would be a good option for you, even later on down the road.
Okay.
But with the platinum package, so you're going to get the Google local listing optimization. We're going to manage it there on the first page. We're going to list you on Bing. Directories are Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook that will be branded. Okay. Once your son helps you with creating the business Facebook page, you're going to add us on as managers. Okay.
Okay. So is the platinum the latter one or the first one you said, the $299?
The platinum is the email that I sent you at $299 a month with the one-time $99 setup fee. So you're going to pay $398 today to get it started. You're going to pay $299 monthly after that. Okay.
Okay, and that would get me, and how long would that take to get me in, on Google's first page?
Yeah. Your face, so the directory submission is going to happen within 5 to 7 days. Facebook ads are going to be live within 7 to 14. What I'm always going to tell you that's written in our terms and conditions that we send to you in writing, Ernest, with getting you optimized on the first page of Google and managing you there, I will always tell you no matter what, 60 to 90 days, even when I've seen it happen sooner. Because I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver. This way, when it happens sooner for you, much happier you will be, right?
Yeah.
So, full transparency, that's what I'm going to tell you, okay? Now, I know you mentioned about a bad review that was left, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, let me look, because I see you're 4.9, but you know what?
January,
that is still amazing.
Yeah, January of 2024.
Let me take a look. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find it. Because I was looking. Let me see. Ernest is one of the most dishonest and shady contractors. Who is this person? Do you even know him?
No. I don't even know if it's a girl. It's. I think it's
Jade
that
Michael?
Matches Yeah, the name matches an actor back in the day. I can't remember what actor it was.
Uh-huh.
That's the only time that we recognize that name was from this actor that we used to see. But I can't remember what movie or what show that person was on. But
uh-huh.
I don't know that person. I've never done business with that person. And I asked Google to remove it, and they responded to the removal, like, we received it, and we'll let you know. But then
uh-huh.
after that, nothing was ever said, like, hey, we can't remove it because you did business with this person or something like that. And I tried 3 or 4 times, and so I just left it alone. And then
you know what?
Recently, what?
You responded to it, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You responded
to
it?
Definitely.
Good for you. You know, I'm going to tell you this. We can attempt to try to see about it being removed, but I'm going to tell you, I'm glad that you at least responded to it, because some people won't even respond, and you should. You should, especially if it's not work that you did, right?
So I'm
glad that you responded to it. When things like this happen, we also assist our clients with helping get reviews removed. You know,
mm-hmm.
we will reach out to Google and ask if they could take a look to have that review removed. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going to say that they always remove them, but at least we would try, you know.
Yeah.
All the rest of your, even your recent reviews are really great.
And if you were to read every one of them,
you go above and beyond. You take your work seriously. You're honest.
Yeah.
Like, I'm reading all these from, like, 3 months ago.
Yeah, and all of them, they say you can go all the way back to look at them all the way back, and they all will say, they all will say, I go over and above of what I hired to do and everything, and I care about what I do. So that's why, you know, although I know that one, I don't know, I did have one back in 2018 that we ended up in a lawsuit about, because it was really affecting me, because I did have customers questioning me about it, and it was posted with the Better Business Bureau, but I fought it, we ended up getting the review removed, and we had a 5-year battle in which, you know, it took a lot away from my life and stuff, and finally I agreed to let it go. You know, I told him just to pay me $1,000 and I'll let it go. And that's how it ended.
Yeah.
But it was bad. But, and then I was going to tell you, this person contacted me this week about, hey, and they posted that review on me, on my email, and they said that if I want to remove that review, that they would remove it, but they would charge me for it, and I didn't even respond to it because
that's crazy.
Yeah, Google didn't remove it. I'm not going to pay somebody to do it.
Yeah, if you went to Google directly and they didn't remove it, don't pay anybody to remove it for you. That's insane. I want to start verifying some information with you. I mean, are you comfortable with this package for us to get you started with? And then, you know, we just go from there?
The only thing is, though, right now is I don't have the funds, so I'm trying to find out what it's going to cost me so I can see. I've even had some opportunities all the way from September even to now. Last month, I lost a $30,000, siding project, that came from Angie, but I lost it to somebody that bid $27,000, and the guy was just,
and what did that lead cost you, Ernest? What did
I think
that
one wasn't that bad. I think it was only $50-something for that
but
one.
Still, it's $50 that you lost because you're sharing that lead. Okay.
Yeah, and then I've been losing a lot of big jobs.
what's it costing you now not being on the first page of Google? How much more do you think you're losing?
Costing my life.
Exactly. So what can we do to help you to get moving forward with this program? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but now what I got to do is I got to get the funds now to be able to do it. Because you're saying I need $398
is to get it started, and then it's $299 monthly. So let me ask you this, Ernest.
Uh-huh.
And this price right now, is it the initial investment that's holding you back, or is it the monthly?
It's just the initial. Yeah, okay. Just the initial. The,
so is
month,
that,
the monthly,
is the three,
I figured I would get
what
that.
I can
I figured
do, what I
can get
do
that
to
money,
help
right?
you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I can do to help you is this, okay? Mm-hmm. I can completely waive the setup fee because you already have your own website. It's not like we need to build it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I can completely waive your setup fee.
Okay.
So today, you would only be paying $299.
Okay. Now, I could try to talk with someone, but we would have to, I would have to ask them if they could pay it for me. And because right now I really got really down really bad. But I can ask somebody if they could, but they would have to use their card to do it with.
Yeah, and it would
possible?
Be a card. Yeah, I would just have to have them on the phone for the voice verification because it's their name on the card.
Uh-huh.
And only because their card would stay on file, you know what I mean? Because it's going to be an automatic charge every month.
Until I could get it to transfer to my name, I mean, transfer to, we could change the billing to
You can always change it. Yeah, you can always change it to your card, you know.
Okay.
But, yeah, if the first payment is going to be done, then yeah, definitely.
Okay. Or we could wait a few days and see, I'd rather have it all just in my name and not do it like that. Or we can wait till Monday, you know, from now to Monday, see what comes up. I got a deck project that I did it last week, but she went out of town, said she can't look at the estimate until she gets back, next week. And that's a, $10,000. It was $12,000, but I dropped it $2,000. And if I get it, I'll get a good down payment for it. But right now, there's so many people that are bidding real low.
Yeah. So
and
you have.
So just to kind of clarify,
so you have absolutely like no funding at all.
Right. No, none at all. None at all right now.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that's how bad it's gotten. And
well, then
I mean,
how does that work if Angie's still charging you for leads, Ernest, and you don't have the money?
Well, because right now I've been able to pay it until just this past 2 weeks. So I haven't been able to pay it. Because I haven't generated nothing, you know, from it. And so, but I will get the money here and take care of it because I got to have it back on so I could, you know, generate some leads. Otherwise, I won't get nothing.
Well, yeah, but then at the same time, you're also risking that you're paying for leads that you're sharing with other people that are going to keep lowballing you. So at what cost? I mean, how much longer is it going to take? I guess my question for you is this, right? Because you reached out to me because you need help, right?
Yeah.
I understand you're in a bad situation financially.
Yeah.
But you're also losing potential business that's in the back of your literally in your backyard. Okay?
Yeah. No,
because of the online presence on Google. Now, I understand you need the leads to keep yourself, you know, to get some more coming in, but you're paying for leads that you're basically, it's like
throwing away.
I would say it's like throwing money in the slot machine. You're hoping that those sevens are going to line up. Because right now what you're doing
is
because you're competing with people that are going to keep lowballing.
Yeah, and then even when Angie knows that the job's already been taken, they still send it to people. You know what I mean?
I know.
And people are paying for nothing. And then, like, I got a lead the other day, for starting to the new week, called it and she goes, I didn't request no service.
Yeah.
And so I got to see about getting it back. But no, but this is something that I got to do. And I just wanted, what I basically was trying to do is, because I can get the money from, I can get it from somebody. And it's just that, but I need to be able to get this rolling so I can get myself, you know, out of debt, because waiting with Angie, then I'm never going to make it. I'm just going to keep going further in debt. because I need to, you know, I don't even get any painting projects, and where it's always like somebody just wants a door trim put on or this or that, and you know, we just finished the debt project that we had back from December, and because of the weather and stuff, but we finally got it done. But everything else coming in, it's just, and then that big job that I just got opportunity just this week, right now it's still pending, and it's I estimated at 12. And I dropped it down to 88. I dropped it down to 88 just so I could see if I could get it. And so I didn't put 12. I put 88 on it. And the guy said, well, I called him yesterday. He said, well, one bid came in lower. The other bid came in higher. So he's waiting on another one. So that one, I just don't know if I'm going to get, if I could get that job right there, that'll help me get back on my feet, and that's what I'm trying to wait for, but I want to get, but I can't just depend on that. I gotta, and then I figured with this, I could get somebody to help me fund it, and then hopefully something will happen in 30 days, but then like you said, it could take 3 months, right?
Well, I'm always going to safely say, I mean, I'll ask you for a 3-month verbal agreement for you to stick it out with us for 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that mean it's going to take 3 months?
Right,
it doesn't necessarily mean that, but I don't want to tell you that it's going to happen overnight either, because then I would be paying stories, right?
Yeah.
We know that it's important for you to get your calls as quickly as you can, right?
Okay.
So that's why we are able to get, like, the Facebook ads and the directory submissions done a lot quicker, so that way you can start generating phone calls. But for first page placement, I will still stick to the 60 to 90 days, only because, I mean, I'd rather under-promise and over-deliver. You know, you have the Google Business Profile. It is a matter of you adding us on as managers, right?
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, this is the program that's available to you.
Okay.
I just, like I said, I understand you don't have the money now. And it's really tough for you, but, I mean, you're losing on opportunities.
Yeah,
as well, you know?
And I've got to do this. I have to do it, because if I want to get on, you know, back listed on Google, it's pretty much my only opportunity. And then if I don't, then, you know, I better go get me a full-time job or let the business go, you know what I mean? Because I can't last very much longer like this. I can, you know, maybe, you know, last the 3 months, but after that,
I think, you know, and even it's tough, just even paying for Angie's. I mean, like I said, you're in a really tough spot there, you know. You know, I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for Angie's ads on Google.
Yeah.
All of you that pay for leads with Angie's, you guys are supporting Angie's to run Google ads. That's what you guys are paying for. And it makes more sense to have your own company listed there. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Well, you have my number, you know, in the email. I guess when you're ready, Ernest, you know, hopefully it's not another year that goes by, right?
No.
Or hopefully when I reach out to you, you don't turn around and tell me, oh, Nadine, I already signed up with someone, because I'm going to be like, really, Ernest? I spent another 40 minutes on a call with you to sign up with someone else. You know?
Right, right.
So.
Yeah, we're gonna do it.
All right.
But now, what if something else was there that I could get to be able to get started cheaper and then, but still do go with you too. Am I able to do that?
Am
I able to do, like, if some, like some other, Google lead services or something, Google ads or something like that, that won't cost me, a lot to get started with. And then we did this one. Am I able to combine those or we need
okay,
to?
Okay, number one, if you can't afford this package that I'm offering you, you are definitely not going to afford Google Ads. Google Ads is, you're talking at least investing $300. And that is a waste of your money. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay.
Google Ads, the conversion rate is not as high. It's not that high compared to the package that I'm offering you.
Okay.
Google Ads, you got to invest more than $300 to even get those to convert to any job, any calls and jobs. Right? I'm going to be honest. If you're going to do any Google products, it's going to be the Google Local Map listing on the first page, and it's going to be the Google Verified Pay-Per-Lead program. Those would be the two that I would offer you. So because of your situation is why I'm trying to get you into this platinum package. Okay?
Okay.
To get started with. Right? But as of right now, you're telling me I have, like, no money. Now, I'm going to tell you, Ernest, if you turn around and sign up with somebody because they're offering you $150 to get started with them, I'm going to tell you right now, then you literally have disregarded everything that I'm telling you.
Okay.
Literally. All right. $150, I'm going to tell you. And there are companies out there, Ernest, that are going to tell you it's $150, $99, one-time charge, and we're going to have you on there for life. They are liars.
Okay.
They are liars.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go with you, but let me just write this down before we go and make sure that I understand it. Let me see. So if we go with the $299 one, then each month after we pay the initial startup
fee, it's $299 every single month. That price
every
will
single
not
month.
Change.
And no pay-per-lead clicks or nothing like that.
Nope.
That'll get me listed on Facebook and get me up there to on the first page of Google. Is that what we're
You're going to be on the first page of Google in the local map section. We're going to list you on Bing.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to do this.
Okay.
I'm going to resend you the package.
Okay.
Just so this way you have it there. Okay.
Okay.
So actually it's the same package. The package that you're looking at, except you won't have the website because you already have your own website,
right? Okay.
The first page search results, Facebook ads, the mobile platform, the directory submission package. You're going to have the tracking and reporting system.
Let me ask you this. Would I be able to use like a PayPal card to make my payment?
As long as it's a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover, you're fine.
Okay. I think that's what we're going to do. So I'll tell you what. I'm going to get to working on getting the funds together. And we're going to do this, okay? Especially that, let's say, had I would have done this last year, can you imagine where I'd be right now?
I know.
I wouldn't be in hell, I wouldn't think. And I could be living it up good right now.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do this. And then, like you said, we'll do the three-month thing, 4 months, And then after that, I mean, how much more could it hurt? I paid 2 freaking years to that freaking website. After I had it, I paid $100 a month for literally, I got some jobs out of it, but it wasn't what I used to get when I was only paying $30 a month. So I'm willing to take the risk. If anything, I lose $1,200 to $1,600, but you don't see that happening, right? If anything, it would be a good thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll wait to hear back from you, and then you let me know.
Okay, but wouldn't you say that it would be a good thing for this investment?
I think so. I mean, because right now, in what you're investing isn't bringing you really anything. It's just putting you more... more in a hole. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right, then. Well, let's touch base by Monday about this same time, and then we'll see. And if I can do something, are you open on Saturday? You work on Saturdays or no?
No, I don't. We're only Monday through Friday. Yeah, I get the weekends off.
Okay. All right. Then we'll must
All be right. Huh, right? Okay. I know.
All right.
Okay, Ernest. You have a good
Thank
weekend.
You. Okay,
all right.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.